And good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. Today is Friday, May 29th. And I have the pleasure of speaking with Steve Ramp. He's the president of the Sitka Sportsmen's Association and is joined by John McCrayan, the Derby chairman for the 60th annual Sitka Salmon Derby. Gentlemen, we're approaching day four of the Derby. How is it going out there?
Weather's been great. Participation's been great. And looking forward to kicking off tomorrow morning.
What time will it start tomorrow, and does everyone return to their places?
Promptly at 7 a.m. Okay. At the start of each derby weekend, everybody with a derby ticket has to get it validated before they can start fishing. So if they're leaving from Sitka, they can't leave till 7 a.m. when they get their ticket validated. If they're leaving from north or south, they have to wait till 8 a.m. to get their ticket validated. So everybody has kind of a level playing field.
Okay. Now, the Derby takes place on Memorial Day weekends for 60 years. Congratulations, first of all, for getting it to that point. I know you were the one responsible for getting it.
No, I'm a newcomer to the association. John's an old-timer.
How'd you get into this?
Oh, 3 years ago, I'd been active out there as a skeet shooter, and one of the board members asked me if I was interested in joining them on the board, and I got nominated and voted in, and the rest is history. Okay. It's been a rewarding experience.
What about you, John?
I was out there doing maintenance work, and Bob LaGuire, who was president at the time, asked if I wanted to sit on the board, which involved helping with the Derby, and I've been there ever since.
Okay. Well,
16 years.
So you're just out there on the boats, and he came up to you? And
I was out at the gun range putting up a building for him, and they were short a board member. And he asked me if I wanted to, join, and I said, sure, what do I have to do? I said, help with the Derby. So I did, and been there ever since.
You didn't hesitate at all to get involved with this?
No.
Hoopla? Okay, well, what are some of the prizes that people have at their fingertips if they just catch a big enough salmon?
Well, first prize this year is $7,500 cash from the Sportsman's Association, plus two first-class round-trip tickets wherever Alaska Airlines flies. Second biggest fish will be an inflatable boat and an outboard engine worth $2,000, donated by Gary's Outboard. Third prize is
$1,500
from AC Lakeside.
Okay.
And there's a whole lot of other prizes, probably the richest derby in our history. Guaranteed cash and prizes are over $42,000 this year.
What do you attribute to it being the richest derby in history? How's that so this year?
Well, the buzz I hear is that our association tried to spice it up with some special prizes this year. And when the word got out, I think businesses stepped up their donations quite a bit. There's over 75 local businesses that donate prizes to the Derby. It's really a huge outpouring of support in the community.
Okay. We're going to run through some stats. You've entrusted me with this duty because I'm the one behind the computer. But the current leader is Bert Edenzo. I'm sorry, Bert. He caught a 42.6-pounder king salmon. And do you think he'll stay at the top of the leaderboard through the weekend? Do you think 42 is enough?
Well, we've got some special prizes for a fish. The first fish, 60 pounds or better, will win $6,000 cash guaranteed and may win the Derby.
Okay.
The first fish turned in at exactly 50 to 50.99 pounds has a chance to win $25,000. And the first fish turned in at 44 to 44.99 pounds has a chance to win $15,000. As an association, we hope all those prizes get awarded. So we're hoping everybody catches some big fish.
Okay, and he's followed by Jared Hirai in second, Tony Bolovich in third, Christine Davis in fourth, Matt Golden in fifth, Gary Bernhardt in sixth. Gary also leads the group for the poundage leaders. He caught the most poundage of fish at 192.3 pounds. But returning to the biggest fish, number seven is Jason Sigmund. Number eight is Sherry Deal. Nine is Brady Harang. And you mentioned that he's 16?
I think he's 16.
Good for him. And then 10 is Frank O. Williams III. So it's a pretty good list. Who are some people who you always see at the Derby every year? And And what do you think keeps them coming back year after year?
Well, Mike Vaughn fishes the Derby every year, and he recently had a two in a row year run of winning the Derby.
Wow.
So he was pretty successful here in the last few years.
What do you think keeps people coming back, families who are passing on this knowledge of how to catch salmon?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do, this is end of the school year, graduation, you know, is happening. It's a kickoff for summer here for Sitka's. And so it's the first family event that you really get out and participate in. And once you get hooked, you stay with it.
Well, speaking of family, I've got a little slice of last year's Derby winners. So it really quite memorable. The 2014 Derby was won by an 8-year-old. We're not kidding you, an 8-year-old, Gemma Deal, with a 51.4-pound king salmon. And here's a brief excerpt of her mom talking to reporter Rachel Waldholtz. So Rachel has just asked her, how does it feel to be topped by your daughter in the Sitka Salmon Derby?
First place pride.
So that is Sherry Deal talking about her family's involvement with the Derby. So I wanted to know from you guys, you've both fished, but what's it like to be on the leadership side of an event like this where so many people really do look forward to it? I mean, you are a part, you are woven into their family memories and their summertime rituals.
Most of my work is behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
Collecting prizes from businesses, writing up fish buying and ice, providing contracts and doing the bidding stuff and all that. John is the workhorse of the Derby,
okay.
Has been for years. It's an unbelievable how much effort he and his daughter put into the Derby to make this thing come off right.
Hmm. What is something that people would be surprised to learn about the Derby and what it takes to get it off the ground?
I guess I don't have an answer. My work starts right after the first of the year when I make contact with Stan Elias and the Harbor Master to clear our way for getting in there for the weekends and not having to, you know, work around the tour boats.
Mm.
And that's then we just go from there, whether it's maintenance on the barge or collecting prizes. Of course, you got family members, you know, fighting or fishing against other family members, so we always got to stir that up, you know. Hey, your dad fishes better than you do, or your daughter going to outfish you this year. So we'll always get them riled up. And you see a lot of generations out there. I've seen, you know, some younger kids that started at 6, now they're out there with their own boats fishing alongside mom and dad or brother and sister, and it's really fun to see that grow up and change.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that. In 1990s Derby, my daughter was 10 years old, and she caught a bigger king salmon during the Derby than I've ever caught, with a 48.5-pounder. And she was on the leaderboard for a while and was right up in the running on the total weight till the last day of their Derby, and she had a great Derby, and it was fun to watch her.
Yeah, what do you remember
succeed.
About that catch? How'd she get it?
Oh, we were anchored up mooching, and the fish twice went around the boat, and, you know, the fishing rules are you have to hold onto the rod yourself to count as a fish, so we had to pick her up while she had the rod on, walk around the boat to get it up and over the anchor line and then back around to the cockpit. And we had to do that twice. And she was quite a trooper, you know. We're kind of holding her up by the strap on her life jacket to get her around the boat. And she never let go of that rod and landed the fish.
So it was her hand on the rod.
That's my best Derby memory.
Wow. What about yours, John? Do you have one?
Well, I guess that's kind of embarrassing for Ray Majeski, but he brought his fish into the weigh-in barge and went to pass it off into the tote, and it slipped out of his hands, fell between the boat and the dock, and sank to the bottom. So we had to call in Diver Dave to Sulzer to go down and retrieve it, and we did. And it was kind of comical but embarrassing on the same hand for Ray. But we always give him a little tease when he comes in that we can, you know, help him with that fish.
How are the fish handled? Let's talk just a little bit about that. And where are they going to, these fish that are caught?
That's an excellent question. The Derby is funded by the sale of the fish. We have a special permit from the Department of Fish and Game to be able to sell sport caught fish to a commercial buyer. And those proceeds fund the Derby prizes and the programs we do in the community. We do three $1,000 scholarships for graduating seniors. We host the Alaska Day Biathlon. We host kids shooting groups for 4-H, Boy Scouts, the Youth Scholastic Sporting Clays. We do a lot of good things for kids and stuff in the community. All the money we make on the fish funds that throughout the year and is seed money for the next year's Derby. So Sitka Sound Seafoods is our contract buyer this year, and they have been most years. They also provide all the ice for free, which is a pretty big effort and expenditure on their part, and we definitely appreciate that. I would like to talk about the handling of the fish a bit. We saw an issue this past weekend where we had a lot more fish than normal had their quality downgraded due to not being carefully handled. And we'd like to see that improve in this final weekend because when they downgrade the value, we get less money. It could affect prize money for next year if we don't make enough this year.
What is the proper way of handling or some basic tips?
Some best practices include if you're going to net your fish, net the fish, stun it by a sharp rap on the head before you lift the net into the boat. If you gaff your fish, stun it, then gaff it so that we don't have a flopping fish, you know, bruising its flesh. That great king salmon flesh. We don't want it to bruise itself on the boat flopping around. Try not to set it on a rough non-skid deck. Set it on a smooth surface. Cut the gill rakers to allow it to bleed out. That improves the quality right away. Rinse it off. Get it on ice as soon as you can. Commercial vessels that are fishing, commercial salmon vessels fishing in an area closed to commercial salmon fishing, if they catch a sport-caught fish, they're required by Fish and Game to clip off the dorsal fin of the fish to identify it as sport-caught. And we saw quite a few issues this past weekend with people gouging too deep into the flesh when they cut that fin, and that automatically downgrades the value to the association. So we're asking commercial boats, carry a pair of scissors and just clip that fin off, leaving all the flesh intact. That's the best way to do it.
Okay.
And then when you arrive at the weigh station, carefully set that fish into the bin or whatever device they're receiving the fish with. Don't just toss them up in there.
Okay. Well, Steve Ramp and John McCran, we really appreciate you guys coming in to talk about the Derby. The award ceremony is taking place on June 11th at Harrigan Centennial Hall, so no final decisions will be made officially until then. Good luck. Have a great weekend out there on the water.
We wish everybody good luck.
Yes, and thank you for having us.